So, Secret Keeper Girl, how did your quiet encounter with God go? I hope it's the beginning of two great weeks of fantastic time with Him. You're going to love it. Speaking of loving time with God, I happen to know that Barlow Girl loves spending time with God. Becca, how old were you when you started spending time alone with the Lord?
I was probably like 5 or 6. It was probably even earlier. My mom really instilled in us ever since we were toddlers that there was always a time during the day that we needed to take quiet, whether we were napping or whether we were praying or different things. And she, as a young child, I remember she bought us these picture Bibles, and in each one of them, it was gorgeous paintings of the different stories of the Bible. And my favorite one had Esther on the front. And for some, I was like, she's a princess. I want to, you know, and I would just lay in bed for like an hour and I would just look through the pages. And I think at least once a week or once a day, my mom would read me the Esther story. That time that she would have us set aside every day, as we got older, as we started to learn how to write, she began pulling out, you know, she would give us a notebook and she would say, now I need you to write to God what you're thinking and just say a prayer, just write a couple sentences, a couple different things. So she began progressing those things till now, like if you haven't had prayer time, you feel a difference.
It almost feels like
you're missing a piece.
You're missing a piece of yourself. Like I never go a day without talking to the girls, ever. And I notice the days where I don't have that communication with God, it's like a part of me is missing. It's like, it feels like I missed out on something amazing that day.
Barlow Girl is human. You are girls.
Yeah.
You get off course sometimes, like the rest of us. You get discouraged. What do you do to get your walk with the Lord, your friendship with God back on track?
It's that pressing in. It's like even though knowing that maybe it's something that you've done that makes you feel like further away from God or just lack of prayer time that makes you feel, you know, that you're just not as close. But you just have to keep pressing in and pressing in more and just sitting before God. Even you don't have to even do anything. You don't even have to speak. It's just that sitting before Him, knowing that maybe He could speak to you, or just that feeling of knowing that He's in the room with you or something. It's just that you just got to keep pressing in. No matter how you feel, you can't do something because of how you feel.
Well, because I think a lot of times you begin to feel guilty.
Totally.
You know, like
I've missed too many prayer times.
Yeah, so. I mean, gosh, I've gone through this so many times. I'll look back at my journal all the time. Lord, how in the world did I get off track again? I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, how did I miss days of prayer with you? You know, what happened? And I think the thing that I've begun to realize is I can never allow guilt to keep me back from, I'm going to start fresh today. You know, His mercies are new every morning. And that's something that we need to remember, is that He's not waiting there with us like, you missed this and this and this. You know, it's a relationship.
One of the verses that I had to memorize, because I've constantly felt shame in my relationship with Him, was James 4:8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And so often, I think I just had this mentality of, you know, feeling far from God, or, you know, feeling like He's not there, and then me just staying there. And me not realizing, I can do something about this. I can draw near to Him and He will draw near to me. And that song, I Need You to Love Me, is a huge piece of that. And I know that was really based out of Alyssa's journals, but I know each of us have struggled in that in some way.
I need you to love me.
And stop this pretending.